How did it feel to be back on the ice?
It was good. It's nice to get away from the rink for a couple of days and you know, mentally just get away from the game and regroup a little bit. So I think everyone's excited to get back at it now.
You get everything you wanted for Christmas.
I did. Yeah, Santa was it was good for me. So I had a good couple of days with some family and rested up.
2 days enough. I mean, I know the schedule's been busy this month, but 2 days, you know, it's 2 days and probably pretty done, right?
Yeah, I mean it goes by pretty quick. I'll tell you that, but. You know, after a loss, it's nice to get back at it too and, you know, get a good feeling back in here.
Do you get a chance to watch the World Juniors at all?
Hopefully, yeah. I think today we're going to miss the first one because we'll be on a flight. But, you know, the nice thing about being back in Canada is being able to get a lot of good coverage and you know, cheer the boys on.
How did it help your development when you played?
Yeah, it was, it was my first big pressure experience probably of being in, you know, single elimination games where you got to play your best hockey and then there's a lot of pressure from, you know, not only, you know, teammates and stuff, but from the whole country. So it was a great experience for me. We had a great team and, you know, anytime you win anywhere, you can pick up, you know, habits and a good feeling about what it takes.
Still have a special place for you this time of year.
Yeah, it brings back a lot of great memories. You know, it's funny being back in Winnipeg and back in this rink where, you know, we had that camp too. It's kind of come full circle. So it's a great tournament. It's fun to watch. And you know, for a kid like Scheif who's going to get a chance to be a part of that, it's great for your development too.
Are there any bets with any of the American guys about who's going to win? Or
no, we haven't heard any so far. So they've been a little quiet. So I don't know, maybe they don't have a great team this year.
Looking ahead to the Colorado game, they're hot at home. I think they've won their last 8 in a row at the Pepsi Center. What do you guys have to do to stop that?
Well, I mean, we gotta start playing better hockey than we've played the last, you know, couple games ourselves. And I think that's the biggest thing is getting back on track ourselves. And they're a team that plays with speed. We're gonna have to skate. We're gonna have to, you know, do a lot of little things that we've kind of gotten away from in the last little bit and get back on track.
Helps that they're going to be in Minnesota tonight, and then they're going to have to return and play a back-to-back. You guys have been pretty solid at closing teams out that are coming off a back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-backs are tough. You know, energy-wise, they probably won't be at peak level, but we have to take advantage of that too. You know, we have to, and that's using our energy to our advantage and having that extra day.
Better to get out of town after the
I don't know. I think you'd probably rather be at home, and but at the, you know, it's been a while since we've been on the road, so I think we're excited to prove ourselves there too. We didn't have a great start to the year, and you know, people I guess are talking about our bad road record, so we're looking to straighten that out and play some good hockey.
Is there such a thing as being on the road or being at home for too long? Like you've been at home basically for a month now. Is it the kind of thing you need to get away, maybe?
No, I mean, you got to take advantage of it. I think the whole first couple months we were on the road the whole time, so I don't know if you'd rather take the home schedule than the road one. But, you know, for us, that's the challenge this year, being in the Southeast Division. But it's something that we're going to have to find a way to overcome.